Lecture 21, Byzantine Recovery Under the Komnenians.
In this lecture, I plan to discuss the nature of the Byzantine recovery under the Komnenian emperors in the 12th century, and we're going to look at primarily economic aspects of that recovery. And this lecture also is the first of four that deals with the economic, social, and cultural implications of the 12th century, the impact of the Crusades, the fighting between Christians and Muslims, and how those that fighting influenced cultural, economic, and social changes in both the Byzantine world and also in Europe and to some extent the Islamic world. So in effect, we're going to slow down and look at some of the underpinnings and changes of the political and military narrative that we've covered in the last eight lectures. And this will more or less conclude our look at the 12th century. And then after we finish this, we're going to look forward to the Battle of Hattin, the collapse of the Kingdom of Jerusalem, and the last third of the course that deals with the 13th century. So with that introduction, let's look at the nature of that military and political recovery, which was premised on some important changes in the Byzantine economy. And those changes in the Byzantine economy will also influence cultural changes in the patronage of pursued by Komnenian emperors. Now, it's generally thought that in the 12th century, the Byzantine Empire was suffering from a general economic decline, and that no matter what the Komnenian emperors did, politically and fiscally, that the Byzantine Empire was in many ways on the road to some type of economic collapse. And this only became evident after the death of Manuel I in 1180. On the other hand, this image is now under question and needs to be reconsidered. And so to look at this problem, I think we really need to address three significant points. First is, what was the nature of the Byzantine economy? What was the Byzantine success in the 10th, 11th centuries before that critical battle at Manzikert, the arrival of the Seljuk Turks, and the summoning of the Crusaders? And that's the first significant issue we must look at. Second, what happened when the Turks and the Crusaders did arrive in the former heartland of the Byzantine Empire, especially Asia Minor, but also to some extent the Balkans, which were subject to repeated marches by Crusaders and pilgrims over the course of the 12th century? And then third, I would like to look at this reassessment of Byzantine economic and social change and offer instead that political and fiscal decisions by the Komnenian emperors had a lot more to do with the collapse of the Byzantine state after 1180 than necessarily a general economic decline. And to be sure, there will be certain areas of the Byzantine economy adversely affected by these changes. And there will be a contraction of population in Asia Minor after the initial Turkish conquest. But that issue can be overdrawn, that explanation can be pushed too far, and what I think comes out of this is a better understanding of what happened in the 12th century, and also this image explains the success of the Crusaders in setting up states in Greece in the 13th century, why the Byzantine so-called splinter empires empires can rally in the 13th century. There was still a significant economic underpinning. So let's look at the first issue. That is, what was the nature of the Byzantine economy shortly before that catastrophe at Manzikert in 1071? Well, Byzantium in, say, 1000 or 1050 AD presented a very diversified and sophisticated economy. And to many Western European travelers coming east to Jerusalem at that point, they probably would have been impressed by this image, especially if they came from Northern Europe. Now, parts of the Byzantine Empire around the Aegean Sea, particularly along the shores of the Mediterranean and the Black Sea, presented a traditional diversified what is known as Mediterranean economy. It was a combination of dry farming, that is, you planted all of your grains and depended on the winter rains to nourish those grains, and you would reap those grains early in the spring. That is, you're dealing with barley and wheat designed for Mediterranean winter rains. You also had intercultivated with those grain fields different types of fruits, legumes. There were extensive olive groves, fruit trees, and in parts of the Byzantine world, some cultivation of sugar. All of that was quite different from what Europeans would see in northwestern Europe based on a manorial system.